Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE, Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is July the 5th, 2019, baby. I'm just saying, I'm just keeping it real. It's going to be off the chisel, chain, and everything on that level. So I'm super excited for today. We got a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be sharing some tools and tips as we continue our marketing campaign, our growth series, for the month of July, and making sure, ladies and gentlemen, that all entrepreneurs, business owners, whether you're small, medium, or large, and whether you have a great system that you've put in place, we always want to give you some ins and outs as basically guidelines to kind of help you and guide you in ways to go a little bit further, a little bit better than what you're currently doing today. So we're going to be sharing about some good tools and tips and some topics that's going to really be impactful to your business, to growing your business, and building up your customer base. Everybody thinks the month of July is a lot of people shopping, a lot of people doing this and that, but believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, this is the perfect time to really get your marketing campaigns down, along with what you start in your business. When you first started your business, what kind of idea did you have for it? And how many times have you shifted and changed and tweaked the business as you continue to grow and grow? Well, it's always going to be a reevaluation process and basically a retweaking process where you're going to have to go back and look at everything that you've done to date. So far this year, 2019, we're in the seventh month now of the year, ladies and gentlemen. We only have 5 months left in the year 2019. What are we going to do for the rest of the year? How are we going to continue to grow and how are we going to close out this year, 2019? That is the topic that everybody's been asking and sharing with me in reference to that. So what I want to do today is basically give you some good tools and tips that's going to help you knock that out for you in marketing campaigns that you put together. Now, we always talked about inbound and outbound marketing and then also understanding the five P's of marketing. Again, all about people, product, price, place, promotion. Now, all of these P's that we're talking about, the five P's of marketing, you want to make sure that you have a good handle as to the nature of your business, the industry that you're in, the community that you're in, and making sure that you have everything that you need to grow. Now, inbound and outbound marketing, your website, what do you have? Is it interactive? Can people schedule an appointment with you? Can they order direct from your site? And how simple do you have it? Well, your content keeps them from continuing ordering and purchasing direct from you if you have an e-commerce website. It's interesting that a lot of my clients ask these questions all the time, and nonetheless, they don't ever seem to understand that you got to have it simple. Keep it simple, your content and your ordering process. Interactive, do you have a database created? A customer retention management system that's also built on your website where you can get mailing, email address, collecting data. collecting information, collecting everything that you need so you can continue to share. It's all about sharing, ladies and gentlemen. We're not really selling anything, but everybody thinks we're selling. We're sharing. Just think of it that way. We're sharing the opportunity, we're sharing the business, and we're sharing our things that we have in the marketplace that people want, need, and can't afford. You're satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, is what people want, need, and can't afford. Again, so we satisfy these things. So the topic we're going to be talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is all about marketing campaigns to put in for the month of July to continue to build your customer base. How do we build our customer base? We have to go out and do campaigns. Just like the politicians do on a regular basis to get your vote, to vote for them, we have to do the same campaign, face-to-face campaigns. We have to do marketing campaigns where we can get their attention. You got flyers, you got social media, you have your website. You have on the brick and mortar side, you can put that out there in whatever community you're in. You're connecting along with other organizations and other enterprises within your community. Chamber of Commerce, you have that. You also have local businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I share this all the time. If you're not connected with any one of those nonprofits or local churches or small businesses in your community, you're missing out on an opportunity for growth. You got to be able to connect. You can't be an island. You're not an island. And you can't do it all by yourself. Where's your team? You have to create a team of people to help you do it. Again, you can use your customers as your runners. They can help you. They can spread the word. Give them some incentives to give something for them to help you grow your network. It's all about growing properly, ladies and gentlemen, and then making sure that you become a wise master builder. That's what the success keys that we talk about is becoming a wise master builder. If you're not on that level to do that, then guess what? You're not going to grow. You're not going to make it. And you're going to be frustrated because you're spinning your wheels, not knowing which way to go, which way is up, and you're not organized enough to keep it in order. It's all about keeping things in order and making sure that you have a step-by-step instruction to kind of guide you along the way. Again, building a business is not going to take it's not going to take a lifetime, but it will take some time for you to get it to the level that you want. And again, you can't do it all by yourself. It's good to know the ins and outs of your business from start to finish, but you got to have the right successful people, educated people, and leaders in your business to help you grow it. You want to develop leaders. Create more leaders in your business. You're going to get stronger. If you got just workers or people that just haphazardly do things without being really serious about it, then you're not going to last long on that level. The goal is to create leaders. Developing leaders, as my boy John Maxwell puts it so eloquently, we want to keep that going. Developing leader within you and developing the leaders around you. Making sure that you have what it takes, ladies and gentlemen, to build a successful network, a business, a brand, and generating the income level that you want, $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, $100,000 per month. I didn't say year, per month. As a business owner, you can generate a substantial amount of income per month than what you can do on a regular job. That's why more people are starting businesses for themselves. Yes, it takes time. Yes, it takes learning. But this is an earn-as-you-learn business. And then utilizing the PHP effect, helping people. This is what it's all about. If you don't get that, you will miss out on a lot of great opportunities, ladies and gentlemen. And believe me, I'm going to say this again. We talk about having great customer service, putting that on the top of the chart as your number one priority in business is giving your customers great service. I'm really a stickler about that because I see so many times it's not about my mood, how I feel, or what I want, or what I don't want. It's not my opinion. And I shouldn't be opinionated when I'm sharing or helping a customer get what they want, need, and can afford. Let them decide. You help them, and you give them the education, take the time to share with them, and guess what? You have a customer for life. But it's unfortunate that a lot of these businesses today don't go that route. They want the fast money route, the quick route, the way route to get them in and out. Okay, but look, you're not basically establishing relationships with them. You're not really developing a continual return. That's what you want, a continual return, repeat business, not just a one-hitter quitter, but a repeat business is what you want. Repeat, 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 repeat. That's the key word, meaning that I help my customer or client to get what they want, me, can afford. I assisted them, I educated them, and I use what is called the great experience, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to understand this principle, everybody in the marketplace, believe it or not, every business now is adopting this philosophy of the giving the customer the great experience. We're talking about greet, relate, we educate, we ask, and we thank them. That is the great experience that we teach and train. That's also the great experience, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to adopt into your fold, your business, your philosophy. And guess what? If you have success principles in your network, in your business that you're developing, you're going to have success coming out. Success going in, success coming out. Use the boomerang effect. Again, giving out goodwill, goodwill come back to you. And speaking of boomerang, ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited about this. Global Touch Enterprise and GTE Professional Network Radio has now, we have our own travel business. So I'm super excited about that. And it's going to be a great opportunity to help customers as a travel savings ambassador. Our job is to help customers save money. And again, we don't make money until the customers save money. Now, that's a great win-win. And you can go to our new website at globaltouche.iboomerang.com. iBoomerang. And boom is spelled with the two U's, no O's, but U's. So, again, it's globaltouche.iboomerang.com. So, Boomerang, it's a really good opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for you to take a participate into the savings business. If you're in the savings business, hospitality business, retail business, or service business, or any type of business, you want to make sure you have everything possible to give the customer a great experience. And the more we stay focused on that, ladies and gentlemen, the better we are, the stronger we are, and we'll have customers for life. That's really what it's all about. People saving money, people helping people. And again, you're going to have those that, you know, hey, they're not going to be on your level. But that's fine. As long as we're sharing, we have others to share, others that's on the level for them to share, you're covering all your bases. And again, just like the game of baseball, you have to cover all your bases, first, second, third, and you got home. Well, if you're covering all your bases and making sure you have everything you need to build your network, to grow your network, to market your network, to continue to share your network on a regular, consistent, weekly, daily basis, then you won't have a problem growing your network and generating the revenue that you're looking at. That is what success is all about. That's what working is all about. But work smart, ladies and gentlemen, not hard. Smart. Meaning that social media, your website, your contact information, your database that you create, your CRMs that you develop, when you have these mailing lists that you have on your website where customers can go there and fill out the information to get more information, then you, of course, will send them via email updates about your business, savings that they can get, and also it gives them an opportunity to connect with you even more. Repeat business. It's all about repeating the process again. That one customer that got from you, you want to continue to buy from you on a regular, consistent basis. However often that they need to get from you based on what you've done for them, helping them and making sure that they're satisfied when they leave that door or leave your online store or your website, you're going to be okay. That's what you want. And get the feedback. You want direct feedback from your customers. You know those five-star reviews or those reviews that you see on the search engines and especially going through Facebook, and you see all that too. But you also see on the search engines, on Google, Bing, and Yahoo, those reviews. Reviews is more important today. Everybody's looking at reviews to see what kind of company this is before I even spend a dollar. Notice I said it. Before I even spend a dollar, I want to see what this company is all about. how good are they? How good is the service? And not only that, how good are the people working in the business that can get me what I need without me wasting a whole lot of time? Again, time is of essence. So you have to basically have a sense of urgency when it comes to developing and growing your network. The more we stay focused on this, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger we are, the better we are, and the more opportunities that come our way because we've taken the time to do it right the first time. Yeah, reviews, tweak, repeat, always going to happen. But you want to make sure that you have all of your opportunities and all of your things that you need to continue to build your network successfully is having the right staff and right people in your presence. And not only that, great customer service also depends on how often you can get back with them when they have an inquiry. Remember that old thing, you know, the old shipping thing is out the door in 24. That's a true philosophy that a lot of shippers use today because they don't want the customer to wait a long time to get the product or service that you're providing, and they don't want to have to wait too long to get it because they can move on and get something else. So everything is on a time-sensitive issue or a time-sensitive basis where you have to basically be on time, never late, never delayed, unless there's a problem somewhere with the shipping itself, whoever you're providing and using. My suggestion to small business owners and entrepreneurs who are utilizing shippers, you want to make sure you have what it takes and you got it on time based on their schedules. And you know their schedules like the back of your hand. So if they say everything is going out at this particular time and juncture, you want to make sure all your packages is already boxed up and ready to go. The more you stay focused there, ladies and gentlemen, and satisfying the customers, and they don't have to wait, the better you are. And especially in the retail side of it, in this industry, is very finicky. But you got to make sure you're on point when it comes to your growth and making sure you're doing everything possible to build your network. And once you get a great review from a customer who received a package unharmed, undamaged, and basically they were satisfied with what that is, you want them to submit you a review. Ask them to submit a review for that purchase that you just made and thank them. Send them a thank you note. It's not hard to do. Real simple. A little thank you goes a long way, believe it or not. But again, we don't take the time to go back to the basics of business, basics of being human, basically. How do you want to be treated? How do you want your customers to be treated? How do you want your people that's working with you to be treated? And how do you, yourself? You're the owner. Well, ownership takes a lot of responsibilities that has to be done. If nobody else does it, you have to do it. And again, if nobody understands, you have to educate them to understand. And that's basically, ladies and gentlemen, what it's all about. Again, thank you for tuning into this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I am super excited. This is Freedom Friday. As I say again, I say all the time, I want to thank all of my radio listeners who are tuning in for each and every week that we're here on this show. And we've been doing this, ladies and gentlemen, for the past, believe it or not, since 2012. Ooh, since the past 7 years, we've been helping small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And speaking of nonprofits, we're going to be updating actually a website for Lupus of Nevada with Dr. Williams, who was on my radio show last week talking about Lupus of Nevada, and as well as my lady friend who here in Houston who was suffering from POTS, and getting her with the GoFundMe page to help her grow and add donations so people can donate so she can get the treatment without utilizing any chemicals or any medications and all that. They have a natural remedy that can help them be better. And that's what we want to hear more about, and we want to jump in more about it. This is why I want small businesses, entrepreneurs, all of you guys to really participate in helping us out with that. And as well as with Lupus of Nevada, Dr. Williams, her new website is coming up. We'll have it up and ready tomorrow. You guys can go on there, www.lupusofnevada.org. She is a 501c3 organization and has been helping many women and men who have suffered from lupus to get the resources that they need to continue to function on their everyday lives. And it's really a great opportunity to see local nonprofit organizations in our communities who are really putting in the work in the field. It's the begin. As the Bible says, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. We need to get more people out there to support and help out as much as you can. So I'm going to be giving that out. We're going to talk about that some more next week. This month of July, actually, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing a lot this month of July for all of the people who have been on my show, who have shared the opportunities. We're going to do a follow-up with them. We're going to have some fun talking about their business, what they've done so far, the tools and tips that we have shared here at GTE Professional Network Radio, and basically helping in the communities where they are. And again, we have a lot of great opportunities that you want to do not want to miss, and you want to basically take copious notes and share. This is Business Talk Radio, obviously, but we're also here to extend a hand to all local entrepreneurs that's in the communities across the country. So it doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter what city you're in, and it doesn't matter what you do. There's always, always, always opportunities for you to grow. Again, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about growth. Most important commodity on the planet to me is growth. Without that, we're not living, we're just existing, and that's not what we're here to do. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this. It's going to be a great opportunity as we continue this month with the new travel website that Global Touch Enterprise and my company, and as well as GTE Professional Network Radio, with the iBoomerang saving customers up to 50% discounts off their travel. Again, if you want to know more about it, you can go to my website, again, at globaltouche.iBoomerang.com, iBoomerang.com. Again, that's globaltouche.iBoomerang.com. And we're helping people across the country and around the world, ladies and gentlemen. We're actually the fastest growing company right now. We started in March of 2019, and here we are in the month of July, almost 4 months old. And here we are generating over 200,000 customers in a mix plus. And not only that, business partners to earn an extra income. I'm sharing with people, you want to start a business, this is one of the easiest things to do. All we're doing is giving out free websites to our customers so they can book the travel just like Travelocity, just like Expedia, just like Priceline. They have the free website where they can go and book a trip and get the immediate savings. And what we do is get their information, their name, number, and email address. We send out the free website, the iGrow website. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, they're your customer for life. Why? Because they don't have to pay anything like the Uber effect. They give out the downloads of the app, and you don't have to worry about it. You can just use that app anytime you need it. So, again, gives a great pleasure. I've been waiting for something like this for over 10 years, and here it is. We have an opportunity now to be helping people to earn additional income as a startup to get into this type of business, just $1,000 just to sign up. $1,000, ladies and gentlemen, investment in yourself is worth more than what you're doing right now for that other person that you're generating revenue for that you're not getting much back in. We best invest in yourself. It's always important, ladies and gentlemen, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you want to invest in yourself. You know better than anybody, and you have the capability to grow bigger and better than before. Why? Because, again, you understand the rat race. Nobody wants to be in and out, driving all over the world, trying to get to these jobs and doing all these little things for pennies on a dollar. So here's an opportunity for you now to take advantage of this great opportunity that I can say we're going to be breaking records and making history. Well, we've already done that, breaking records, but we're going to make history where we're going to have more millionaires on this level, on this platform than any other. We're a technology company first, iBoomerang, but here's an opportunity for everybody to participate in this game. Again, it's all about the adult game of follow the leader. Where you see the people flocking to, you want to go. Believe me, it's going to be worth your time and worth your effort. So if you want to learn more, you can contact me. You can get in touch with me. Again, my number is 832-835-7115. Again, 832-835-7115. So great opportunities. I always opt to give you guys that and share that with you. I'm always opting in and give you some other tools and tips to help you build your network for those who want it. Again, this opportunity is good for businesses too. I'm going to share this with you. If you have a employee base of 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50, and you get into this business or sign up for this opportunity to share with your customer, I mean your employees, how to save money on their travels when they book trips, and guess what? The company makes the money. You get paid the difference or the actual percentage of what they've saved. So you get that back into your fold, and you're making money without even having to break a sweat. So, again, great opportunity that I've seen to date that I've been waiting for, and now here it is. So I'm sharing it with everybody. You're going to hear me talk about it more and more on this show here on GTE Professional Network Radio, and as well as with other networks that we have, other TV networks and radio stations across the country. We're all going to be sharing this great opportunity, and I'm going to share this. It's a great thing that we can have where we don't have to worry about our income levels or monies per month, what we have to do. All we're doing is sharing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about selling, and it's not about beating people over the head to get what you want and get out of them. It's all about just keeping it simple, sharing, and basically making sure you follow the 5 P's of marketing. And again, people, product, price, place, and promotion. How we promote the business is how we grow the business. And how we share and how we educate the customers with the great experience is going to lock that in for you to where you don't have to worry about money no more. Or no more. I can say no more, but no more the proper way. So it's ways that we can do this, ladies and gentlemen, that I've been willing to share this with you. I'm really super excited about this opportunity, about the way that we're growing right now. And then, who do you know, ladies and gentlemen? That's the question for today. Who do you know who wants to be able to join and tap into an opportunity? And who do you know who will be happy to buy your product and service that you're providing right now in the marketplace? And also, how often are you sharing the opportunity? Are you doing it on a regular daily basis? Some do it on an hour every hour, which is pretty cool. And then there are some who are out here hustling and getting it done. Why? Because they know what they have to do. They're just excited. And people love excited people. Notice that? I mean, if you're bored and just dried out, you're not going to get too far. But if you're super hyped and excited, the right type of hype, and you're excited, and you got that, and you got this vision, you got that tiger in your eye, that game plan, and you got it down where people can relate and say, you know what, let me go on and try this out. Why? Because you did it based on your influence, based on who you are, what you've done, and what you share with them. They're going to want to jump in with you too. And this is what business is really all about. So if you keep that focus, ladies and gentlemen, keep that vision, keep your dreams in order, you will never have to worry about anything else on this planet. And that's what it's all about. How many people have we reached out to? How many people have we helped? How many people are we continuing to help? And what marketing campaigns are we consistently doing on a regular daily basis? So with that, I'm going to say this is my name is Ed Peterson. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. I want to thank you all for this opportunity of GTE Professionals Network Radio. And again, it's until next time, next week, you keep building the faith, and ladies and gentlemen, keep building the dream.